We're learning Tanya by the Alter Rebbe, the main book of Hasidus Chabad, and we are holding by chapter 14. We are in the middle, basically, of the definition of a Beinoni, of an intermediate person, and the Alter Rebbe is going to answer some questions that he made in the beginning of the book about a Beinoni. He already answered a few in the last two chapters, 12 and 13. He's going to continue doing that, defining, basically, what's a Beinoni? And the beginning, actually, of chapter 14, it's a famous idea that the Rebbe used to mention many times. Behinei, midas ha-Beinoni, midas kol adam, v'acharei ha-kol adam imshoich. These attributes of a Beinoni, whatever we defined before, and we will continue defining, of this intermediate person, that he didn't transform himself, but he's working with himself, and so on, as the Alter Rebbe is going to say. This is the attribute, the measurement, the quality, so to speak, of every single person. Kol Adam, every single person. And after this, every single person should actually project himself, herself. She kol Adam yachol liyis beinoni b'chol eis b'chol shah. Because every single person can be a beinoni every single moment, every single time. It's in our hands, in other words. It's in our hands. Nobody can say, I can't. This is too much for me. No. Why? I mean, the Alter Rebbe himself is asking, why am I saying this? That this is something attainable by anyone? Ki abein ani eno mo yizbara. Shezeu davra masu lalev. Because the Beinoni does not hate, does not despise evil. Like saying, a beautiful woman, ah! No, he doesn't say, ah! He says, oi, interesting. He doesn't hate evil, because hating, or in the same token, loving, but the same is the same thing, is something that is given to the heart. And not every single time of life is the same. Sometimes you're in a better situation, sometimes you're in a worse situation. Up and down, the heart, you know, has up and downs. Ella, rather, sur merava setoif. Rather, this is something, the Beinoni is something, it's a level that the person goes away from evil and does good. The Hainu bepoyel mamish, and the Rebbe says it clearly, in a practical sense. I'm saying the practical application of this. Don't do evil, don't speak evil, and don't think about it. That's it. What you feel about it, that's a different story. That's for tzaddikim, forget it. To hate evil, to love so powerfully God, that's a different story. As I mentioned before, so how is it going to be, or how should it be in a practical sense, in action, in speech, and in thought? Because on these three things, the garments of the soul defined in chapter 4, on these three things, we have free will. The permission, so to speak, is given to every single person to do, to talk, to say, I mean, and to think, even what is against the passions of the heart, and even what is completely opposite. Like the guy would eat something that is not kosher. The Jew, I mean, not kosher. I love this and I would eat it so much that I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to talk about it and I'll try not to think about it either. That's the Beinoni. Does he hate this delicious food? No. He loves it, but he doesn't do it. Ki gam b'sha'a she'alev choymed misave eize taiva gashmiz beheter oy be'isr chas v'sholem. Because even in a moment when the heart really desires, strongly desires, some physical desire allowed, or even forbidden, God forbid, but the guy desires it anyway, I can't, but I really want this. Even in that moment, a person can overpower this desire and stop thinking about it. Lasiach daita means think about something else completely. How do you do this? The Alter Rebbe explains. Be'omre le'liboy. By saying to your heart, the Beinoni has to say to his heart, Eineni reitzel yezrash afilu sha achas. And the Alter Rebbe is going to bring later, I'll translate it in a second, other tools, so to speak. This is one. The first one. I don't want to be, what should you say to your heart when the heart really desires something either allowed or forbidden? What should you say to your heart? I do not want to be an evil, a wicked person, not even for a second. Why not? Why don't you want to be like, it's nice, why not? Ki eineni reitzeli es muvdal benivrachas v'shalom Hashem echad, v'shum oifen. Because I do not want to be separated. Muvdal nifrat. These two words for separate, I'm not English poet and so on. God forbid, I don't want to be separated from God, from the one God, so to speak, in any way. Kedixiv, how do you know that when you do something you're not supposed to be doing, you're separated from God? And the Alter Rebbe is going to talk about this really long, chapter 20, 21, 23, 24. All those chapters that Alter Rebbe talks about being separated from God. But over here is just presenting the idea. So again, what should the Beinoni say to his heart when he desires something that is not good, allowed or not allowed? I don't want to be a wicked person, not even for a second, because I don't want to be separated from God. Because it's written, the prophet says, your sins separate from you, between you and God. So the sin separates. Rak, continues the Beinoni talking to his heart. Rak, ani roitze ledavka boy, nafshi ruchi v'nishmosi. I just want to be attached to God, cling to God with my soul, nefesh, ruach, neshama, different names for the soul, doesn't matter the details. Bislav sham bishloisha levusha v'zbarach. By, how do you cling to God? How do you attach yourself to Him? By investing my three garments in His garments, like my thought, speech, and action in His thought, speech, and action. What are the thought, speech, and action of God? We're talking about the action, speech, and thought of God and His Torah and His commandments that come from, I want to cling to Him, by developing, as the Alter Rebbe is going to explain a lot from chapter 18 on, 18 to 25, from this love for God that is hidden within my heart, concealed in my heart toward God. My love that is concealed in my heart toward God. Kemo belev klalus Israel, just as the heart of every single Jew, shenikru oyavei shemecha, the Jews are called the lovers of His name, your name, God's name. And even the simplest of the simplest Jew can give his life for the sanctification of His name. And he talking to the heart, still talking. And I'm not less than him, for sure. Like, I'm not less than the worst of the worst. I'm probably not the worst of the worst either. So if he can do it, I can do it also. If he can give his life for God, I can give my life for God also. Ela, but what happens? Shenichnas bo ruach shtus. This is a paraphrasing the Gemara. The Talmud in Soita says, why does a person sin? The only reason why a person sins is because enters into him a spirit of folly. We will define this again, chapter 18 on. And he thinks, what's this spirit of folly? Well, suddenly you became a fool? No. You're still a fool, a doctor or whatever, engineer. You're still a very smart person. But the folly is that you think that after this transgression, you're still a Jew. So what difference does it make? I'm never going to lose my status of a Jew. Doesn't matter what I do. And he thinks that his soul is not divided, is not separated, I'm sorry, from the God of Israel. And he also forgets, the spirit of folly makes the person forget his hidden love, concealed love toward God that is in his heart. Aval ani, eineni reitzel yis shoyte kamoyu, lach pura emes. But me, I don't want to be a stupid person, just like him, to negate the truth. This is what the Bein says to himself. So tool number one, when you have problems with God, you should know it's your Yetzer Hara, it's your bad, evil inclination, and say these words. You don't need to say exactly these particular words. Don't open the Tanya and say, okay, wait a second, Alter Rebbe wrote, blah, blah, blah. No. You don't need to do that, but at least to be conscious, and again, Alter Rebbe is going to develop this a lot, chapter 18 on, you have to be conscious that you're separating yourself from God. And I don't want to be separated from God. I love him. So therefore, I'm going to do the right thing. Okay, all of this is something that has to do with thought, speech, and action. Every single person, and this is the definition of a Bein, has the power, the free will to do the right thing, to think the right way, and so on. Which is not the case with something that depends on the heart, the feelings. Dehainu, shehi ara, most sheiye ara most mamish belay, v'sonei betachlis sina. For instance, says El Rebbe, that the evil should be despised literally in your heart, hate it absolutely. That's not so easy. No, or at least not completely. You don't hate it completely. You hate it a little bit. You love it a little bit. It's a combination. Those are the different levels of tzaddikim that the Alter Rebbe defined in chapter 10. That, to hate completely or at least in part the evil, that's impossible to be done truly, unless you have a very strong love for God. In such a way that is called this level of love for God, a pleasurable love. Ahava betainugim is such a strong love that you have pleasure in God. Okay. To have pleasure in God, similar to what is going to be in the world to come. Who can say, yeah, I have this in my heart? Okay. I don't believe you. On this, our sage said, you will see your world, that means your world to come, now, in this world. Wow, the tzaddikim live, quote unquote, in a different world. Yeah, they really live in a different world. They experience the world to come now, while being alive. Woo, that's a different thing. But not everybody, says the Alter Rebbe, not everybody has the merit to attain such a level. Forget it. No? Because that's already like receiving the reward for your mitzvahs, for your learning Torah, like you're living Gan Eden. Wow, that's not for everybody. And as it's written, God says, in a different context, but Alter Rebbe is explaining the idea. I will give, says God, I will give a work of a gift. I will give a gift to your koyanim, to your priests. Like saying, the Alter Rebbe is saying, this is a level that God gives you as a gift. And not everybody receives a gift from God. So, okay. As it's written somewhere else, like, again, the Alter Rebbe, as we mentioned in chapter 10 also, the Alter Rebbe wrote a whole book of tzaddikim for righteous people, and it didn't last. It got burned. It was too much. Impossible. Okay, so what do you need this book for? It's written somewhere else. Yeah, there are tzaddikim and they feel like this. Oh yeah, very nice. Thank you very much. What's in for me? Not tzaddikim. Velochen. That's why the Alter Rebbe responds now again. What he said in chapter 1, in the first page of Tanya, he took 14 chapters to answer. That's why Eov said, you created tzaddikim. Stop. What was the question? The question was an interesting one. The Alter Rebbe said, thing. It's brought in the Talmud. So the Alter Rebbe is just pointing, so to speak, to two places in the Talmud, saying, hey, I don't get this. What's going on? The Talmud says that when a boy, girl, whatever, when a baby is being created, so to speak, in the womb of the mother, so there's an angel over there that takes every single person and decides, what is this guy going to be? Is he going to be tall, low, nice, not so nice, etc., etc., all kinds of questions. But he never asks, the angel doesn't ask God, is this going to be a tzaddik or a rasha? A wicked person or a righteous person or a wicked person, a beinoni, whatever. The angel doesn't ask. And the reason why the angel doesn't ask is because this belongs to us. It's your choice. You want to be a good guy, you can be a good guy. You want to be a wicked person, it's your choice. That's why the angel doesn't ask. I mean, in different words, in Judaism, we don't believe in determinism. God does not determine our decisions. We have absolute free will. Okay, that's regarding the free will. That's point number one in the Talmud. The angel not asking, is this going to be a tzaddik, a righteous person? Then there's another place in the Talmud where the Talmud says that Eoif asked or mentioned to God, Barasa tzaddikim, barasa rashaim. You, God, created righteous people. You, God, created evil people. Hey, wait a second. You just told me it depends on the person. But over here, Eoif said that God created. I don't understand. That's the question that I mentioned in the first page of Tanya. And now he's answering. And the answer is kind of long. Over here, he's going to explain just a little bit, just a part of it. That's why Eoif said, actually, you created righteous people, etc. What's the answer? As it's written in Tikkun Isaiah, it says like this: Sheyish b'neshamos Yisrael kama mina madreigos v'chinos. There are within the souls of the Jewish people many, many levels. Chasidim, Giboirim, Amizgavim Alitzram, Marei Torah, Nevim, Chule, Tzadikim, Chule, Ayinsham. Al Rebbe says, again from the Zohar, there are different levels of souls. There are souls that have the potential to be pious people or the potential to be Giboirim. Giboirim means very strong people, that they overpower their own inclinations. They have the power to do this. And that's their job. Whether you're going to do it or not, that's again your decision. That's up to you, but you have the power of doing this. In other words, whether you're going to be a tzaddik or not, it's true. At some point, God gave you the strength to do it. But whether you're going to be or not, that depends on you. It depends on you. But there's some kind of gift. The soul we have, that God gives. The soul we have, we don't decide what kind of soul it is. No. We just have whatever we have. That's a gift. And within that gift, there could be different types of souls. That's what Alter Rebbe is saying. And again, later he's going to explain more. And therefore, we have a specific power that we have to use and develop and whatever, bring to the surface, so to speak. But that's our job. So that's the combination of the two places in the Talmud. On one hand, the angel doesn't ask, is it going to be a tzaddik? Because that depends on the person. But on the other hand, God gives you your task, so to speak, your mission in life. Marei Torah, again, there are those who are going to sit, learn Torah the whole day. Nevi'im, there are those who are going to be prophets. Okay, prophets. Tzaddikim, those who are going to be righteous people. That means they have the power of being this kind of thing. They have this soul that can reach a certain height. Whether you're going to get there or not, that's your thing. That's your problem, your decision. Now he's going into a different answer, to a different question he asked also. Yuvan Kefel Lashon HaShvua, Teitzadik Vel Teirasha. The first question the Alter Rebbe asked. Now we're going to understand why the soul is made swear. God makes the soul swear, Teitzadik, you're going to be a righteous person, Vel Teirasha, and don't be a wicked person. The Lechira Tamua. Apparently, it's difficult to understand this Talmud, this piece of the Talmud. Once you already made the person swear, the soul swear, you're going to be a righteous person. Why do you need to make him swear? You're not going to be a wicked person. Like, of course, if you're going to be a tzaddik, you're not going to be wicked. So it doesn't make sense. Be tzaddik, be good and don't be bad. Okay, if I'm good, I'm not going to be bad. So what's the swearing? I don't understand. Hello. Mishum shein kol adam zeichel yes tzaddik. The answer is like this. Not everybody has the merit to be a tzaddik, a righteous person. Vein le'adam mishpat avechira bazei kol kach. Interesting wording. And the person doesn't have the free will so much, says the Altrebe, kol kach, so much, le'isaneg alavaye be'emes, to have pleasure in God, really, true pleasure in God. Ve'she'i era mos mamish be'emes, and that you should despise and hate the evil so much, really, truly. It's not so easy, and it's not so much your choice. Veloch and mashbin shenis, that's why there's a second part to the swearing. I make you swear you're going to be a tzaddik, and I'll explain this in a second. And the second part, al teirash al kolpanim, at least don't be a wicked person. At least don't be a wicked person. Shebazeh mishpat abechira, ve'areshus nesun elechod adam. On this, not being a wicked person, then you have complete free will, and you have the permission, so to speak. Every single person has a permission. Limshol beruach tavaseh shebelivay, to rule over the passions of the heart. Velichvash itzroi shelo yirash afilu sha achas kol yamav, and to conquer your instincts, your inclinations, not to be a wicked person, not even for a second, the whole life. Bein b'chinas umera, bein b'chinas toy, both in the realm of get away from bad, from evil, or in the realm of go do good things, good deeds. Bein toiv la toira, and when we say toiv, good, that means learning toira. The haynu talmud toira gane de kulam. That means learn toira, which is comparable to all the other mitzvahs. In other words, the grandson of the Alter Rebbe explains this very clearly. The word shevua, which means a swearing, has the same letters as the word sava. Sava means just one point. Either you read shin with a right dot on top of the letter shin, or you read sin with a left dot on top of the letter. It's the same word, just one dot moved from one place to another place in the same letter. Sava means satiate a person, like your belly is full of food. Okay, so when the Talmud says Mashvin Oisei Teitzadik, God makes you swear you will be a righteous person. The Tzemach Tzedek explains. The third Rebbe Chabad explains. God gives you satisfaction, so to speak. That means He fills your belly with strength to be a tzaddik. You have the power, you have the koiches, the energy to be a tzaddik. Are you going to be one or not? Okay, that's your decision. But if you don't make the best decisions and so on, at least don't be a wicked person. And the Alter Rebbe is going to say later, be a beinoni. That's what it means. Be a tzaddik. Oy, it's too difficult. Okay, don't be a wicked person. So what should I be? A beinoni, an intermediate person. That's how the Alter Rebbe explains this double swearing, so to speak. So, even though it is not so easy to be a good guy and so on, and we do have the power to overpower our inclinations every single moment of life, the whole life, and so on. Achav aviken tzarich likveya le'itim gam ken loshis etzes benafshe liyos moyes bera. Even so, don't think that you should not at least try your part to be a tzaddik. What was the definition of a tzaddik? This person hates evil. Truly, with all his heart, he hates evil. I don't hate evil. Okay. But at least, says the Alter Rebbe, at least the Beinoni, the intermediate person, should at least fix moments in his life to find good counsel how to learn to hate evil. Kegoin, for instance, Yatzas Chachameinu Zal. This that I'm going to read sounds hard. I know that. But you have to put yourself in the mind of a person, of a regular man. I mean, Kegoin. Yatzas Chachameinu Zal. What do our sages say? Isha Chemes Meyatzoya Chule. What's a woman? You say, oh, a woman is a beautiful thing. So our sages say you should look at a woman as a thing full of garbage, full of excrement. That's what it is. In other words, the truth is that inside the body, it's all kinds of not nice things going around. That's what you should look, how you should look at a woman. Yeah, she looks outside very nice, but inside it's just full of garbage. A man is also full of garbage, of course. Just saying, what do you focus on? So, okay, again, put into context means don't dwell so much on the external beauty because you're going to lose. And the same thing happens with all kinds of delicious foods. What are they? They become excrement. That's what they are. That's what they're going to become. Chule, etc. Says the Altrebe. V'chein kol tanugei lemazeh. The same thing happens with all the pleasures of this world. Achacham roye anoylad mehen. If you're a wise person, this is paraphrasing our sages. If you're a wise person, you will see what comes out of those pleasures. What? Shesoifan lirkoy. They're going to be rotten. When you eat them, etc., it becomes rotten inside. Velies rima ve'ashpa, and they will become, how do you say this, like those small things that they crawl, whatever, all kinds of disgusting things, garbage. Ah, ve'ahepech, and the same thing happens on the other side, completely the other side. Up to here we were talking about despising evil, and now goes to the other side. Leisanek ve'lismoyach ba'ashem, you have to learn, teach yourself to have pleasure and to have happiness, joy in God. How do you do that? Through meditating in the greatness of God. According to your capacity, you don't need to be a genius. Even if you know within yourself, you will never reach this level of being a tzaddik, like really hating and really hating evil and really loving God. You just imagine yourself, yeah, I think I hate evil. Yeah, who are you fooling? Don't worry, says Altrev. Afa piken. However, huya says shaloi. You have to do your part. Try, do your part. Lekayim es hashvua, to keep what you swore when you were born, so to speak. Shemashbim to yitzadik. That God made you swear that you would be a tzadik, so try at least. Try to have joy in God, to hate physical world and so on. And God will do whatever he thinks is okay. Whatever he finds right and correct, let him do his job. Ve'oit. More so, says the Altrebe. The more you accustom yourself to something, that becomes your second nature. And when you accustom yourself to despise evil, then you will really hate it, at least a little bit, really, And the other side, when you accustom yourself to get happiness, to be joyful because of God, not be joyful because you won the lottery, you're joyful because you learned Torah and said, oh, what an interesting concept. And al yedei zboininus bigdulas Hashem, through meditating in the greatness of God, and you start feeling things, you say, ah, oh, this is really light. When you do this, arei bisarusa deletatoi sarusa deleila. Zohar is full of this. When from a awakening from below, there's an awakening from above. Vechulei ay veulai yare alav ruach mimareim. Maybe will project on you a spirit from above, and you will merit to have the root of the soul of some tzaddik, of some righteous person, shetis'abreboy, that will enter you, like a pregnant woman that has another life inside of her. So this tzaddik is going to be inside of you. La'avod Hashem besimcha amitis. And then if this tzaddik is within you, like you have your soul and tzaddik soul helping you, you will really love God because you have the tzaddik loving God inside of you. Kediksiv, simchu tzaddikim b'Hashem. As it's written that the tzaddikim, the righteous people, really get joyful because of God. And then you will keep, fulfill, really, completely, truly, the swearing that God made you swear that you should be a tzaddik, a righteous person. So you do your part. God is going to do his part. What's going to happen? I don't know. I don't care. You just do your part. And he will see what's the most important thing. And just get used to it. The more you get used to it, the more it's going to happen. Don't worry. But again, it depends on God. So what we learned is that every single, that's the main thing in chapter 14. Every single person can be a Beinoni. There's nobody that can say, it's impossible for me. No, it's not impossible. You do your part. You do your best. And you have the power of doing this within your soul. What's going to happen? God knows.